We are here live at Talkeetna, as Rick just said, and we have the Sioux Valley Rams versus the rookies of King Cove in the championship game. The very next game following will be a championship game as well, where the King Cove T-Jacks will take on the Rams of Wasilla Lake Christian. It was a great match, so everyone is really anticipating something special here tonight for this game between the rookies and the Rams. All right, and there's a tip-off, and it's taken down by the Rams. Oh, yep, and back. So the Rams won the tip-off, and then it went forward into their territory, and they went backwards. Simple mistake to make. But 13 players are here for the Rams, only 8 for the rookies, actually 7 for the rookies. So, but the talent level that the rookies are bringing to us today is going to be great. They have dominated the tournament so far, and many put them as a favorite. All right, inside the paint, we got Shauna Wheeler going up for a shot, but it gets deflected and puts into possession of number 12, Sabrina Drastic, and she's the captain for one of the captains for the Rams, and definitely one of the players to look out for. Plays point guard and is very, very, very effective in getting the ball in the basket. All right, brought up now for the rookies, number 20, Chanel Roxland. She gets it to Candace Mack at the top of the three-point line. Candace shoots it over to number 21, Peyton Kazakin, who brings it up past the perimeter, but back to the top of the key where Candace Mack gets it. Candace now moves over to the left-hand side. She bounces into Calver, puts up a shot. Ooh, does not make it in. Rebound, though, by Candace. Good move by Calver, though. Good pass. Way to penetrate in there and work the post. All right. 20 has it now. Chanel Roxland. She gets it over to Zachin. He brings it over to the top of the key. Back to Chanel. All right, Chanel back to Roxland. All right, Calver's got it. She takes a jump shot, and it's good. 52 points are scored by the rookies. 6 minutes and 35 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. All right, number 12's got it. Sabrina Drastic. Sabrina moves it up to the post. Put up a jumper. Oh, and it's good. 2 points for the Rams. All right, 20 brings it up for the rookies. And Roxland brings it over past the half-court line. Gets a pick from Candace Knapp. Candace rolls out. She passes back to her. But Candace being guarded really tightly by number 10, Ayla Loper. All right, now pass over to Zachin. Back up to Roxland. Jumper up there. Oh! Only a little bit of reviews on that one. That was a really good shot by Roxland. The score now 2-4 with the rookies in the lead. All right. Loper has it now for the Rams. Back up to 22. That's Serena Drover. And shots it up. Does not make it to the rim. And that will be out of bounds possession for the rookies. All right. Chanel brings it up for the rookies now. She's met by Roper. Chanel moves over to the right-hand side where Candace Mack is. Passes to Candace on the sideline. Candace calls Shauna Wheeler to move up a little bit. Shauna now takes a pass. Puts it on Candace. Almost had the ball stripped from her, but she's able to hold on to it. All right, Zach can put up a shot. Oh, off the back of the rim. She follows up and gets her own rebound. Zach with the ball at the top of the three-point line. She gets it back to Roxland. Roxland on the right-hand side of the perimeter. Moving forward towards the baseline. She moves back, though, and dishes out to Candace. Back now to Roxland. She drives in the paint, dishes it back to Candace. Candace with a nice little alley-oop-looking number. Oh, Calvin with the rebound. Oh, and she tries to save it from going out of bounds. Isn't quite able to, but good hustle from Kaylee Calvin. All right. Now, Sabrina Jurassic has it now for the Rams. She tries to pass her to Roper, and it's almost intercepted by Kazakin, but she just knocks it out of bounds, but good hustle. So throwing at the half-court line for the Rams. Plays thrown into action. Okay, Jurassic gets a really good open breakaway, and that's a layup right there. They have to watch out for that. She was able to get it on a really, really fast breakaway, wide-open look for the layup. Can't let that happen. All right, Candace going to walk the ball up for the rookies. Puts a little spring into her step to try to work her way past the defender. Gets a pick from Calver, but they change up the guarding really fast. This zone is working really well for the Rams. They're able to pick up the pick and stay on guarding people. Oh, the ball gets loose. Shauna Wheeler picks it up, though. Oh, loses it now. And we're going to have a whistle blown there as everyone was scuffling for the ball. ended up in the hands of Trina Drover for the Rams. And I think that there's going to be a foul on the rookies. Yes, there will be a foul on the rookies. Number 20, that's Chanel Roxland, fighting a little too hard for the ball. All right, Jurassic will bring it up. She's met by Candace Mack. She dishes over to Drover on the right-hand side of the three-point line, down to the bottom post for number 24 for the shot. Doesn't make it. Oh, but it's rebound by 32. 32 for another shot. Doesn't make it. Rebound this time by Calhoun. Calhoun loses the ball. It's on the ground. Jurassic's fighting for McCann. Jurassic passing it up. He's here, hooked by Sean Wheeler. Sean tries to, pass it over to the back. And this is hooked by Loper. Loper finds Jurassic. Jurassic trying down the lane. Oh, he's got two rookies all around her, though, and they reach for the ball, and that's actually going to be a foul. They were grabbing partially the arm. I think it's going to be a foul on Candace Mack and a throw in underneath the Rams' own basket. Ooh, high energy right there. Both these teams want the win bad. The score is 4-4 with just under 4 minutes to go. 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Oh, nice little bounce in. Good pass. You can't let the players get open on the Rams team. They score baskets if they have an open look like that. And they're not scared to move up. All right. Chanel Roxland gets over to Kazakin. Over to Candace Mack on the right-hand side. Back over to Kazakin. All the way over now, Chanel on the left-hand side of the perimeter. She pulls back. It's Candace Mack. It's just over again. Three is over. Has the ball. She's got defenders coming on. Puts the layup. Overshoots it. Oh, rebound is over by. Oh, Sean Wheeler tries to get her hands on it and save it, but it goes out of bounds. 32 for the Rams. Without any doubt, probably 4 inches taller, maybe 3 or 4 inches taller than anyone else on the floor. That's going to be a really tough matchup for the King Cove rookies, but they have been doing a really good job at keeping the game down low and neutral. Oh, Jurassic with an open shot from 9-4. Jurassic with a three-pointer. Great shot. All right. Candace is going to move it up. This is going to be a really tight game. Candace moves it around. She's at the top of the perimeter now and moves all the way over to the left. Gets a pick. But the guard stays with her. Oh, bounces up to the top of the perimeter. Shot by Chanel Lawson. Does not make it. Oh, but a rebound by Candace. She puts up a shot. It gets deflected. She gets that rebound, though, from the deflection and pulls it back to the half court line and dishes over to Roxland. Roxland moves over to the right hand side. Gets a good pick. Drover's right there to pick up the assignment on the sideline. Picks through a shot with her. She drives the beat. Puts up a shot. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebound by Calvert. Calvert puts up. Oh! Okay, and Jurassic falls to the ground hard. And, there's a fight for possession. And, that was Calvert, I think, picked up the foul for that one. And really, she had possession of the ball. And Jurassic was trying to get in there, and she fell down hard. And it made enough noise that she got fouled. All right, no motion happening right now. Jurassic's calling for the player. There's no motion. Now they move around. Okay, spread out the defense. 21 shot. Back to Jurassic on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Put a three-point shot. Nothing to him, but there's 32 for the rebound. 4 now, 11-4, with 1 minute and 45 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 32, that's Emily Hartley using her height. All right, Zach with the ball, drives it down. She finds a wide open shot, Wheeler down on the post. It's a beautiful shot off the glass. 2 points, 11-6 now, with just under 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jurassic gets it to Loper. All right, Loper looking for somebody all the way across court back to Jurassic. Almost got intercepted by Candace Mack. All right, Jurassic, home take. Wide open Loper on the right-hand side, but Kazakin gets that. Oh, and Candace Mack is able to flex this time. Take this like you. Oh, and there's a whistle right there. Okay, and Calver pushing while it's going to be a foul against. Oh, no, Calver, 20. That's going to be Roxland. She pushed away from the play. Oh, someone else is on the court. All right, 21 has the ball now. The entire guy. Oh, and they force the turnover. And Kazakin got the ball. She's got a defender in front of her. Loper goes for the layup. And, yeah, that's going to be a chance for two at the line. And the Sioux Valley fans aren't happy about that one. But, there was definitely not as much ball as they think there was. That was a foul, I believe, on number 10, Aaliyah Loper. Yep, her first. All right, at the line for transfer two, Peyton Kazakin takes her first shot. just off the right side of the rim. Under a minute to go in the first quarter, 11-6 is the score. Very tight game. High energy, both teams wanting it bad, and Sioux Valley showing the rookies probably the best challenge they've received so far. All right, and that one goes in. Score now 11-7. Under a minute to go. Jurassic has the ball. He moves to the top of the center. Calling out the play. She finds Dover on the right-hand side. Set by Kazakin. All right, now Dover has it. Up on the post. She runs into a lot of traffic. All right, over now to the left-hand side where Jurassic gets at the perimeter. A pass over to number 32. Hartley, she drives in, pushes her way to the hoop. Oh, man, very aggressive play by Emily Hartley. Knocking over. I believe that was Sean Wheeler trying to get to the basket. No foul called. But the possession goes into the hands of the rookies. All right, Calvert with the ball now. She drives up through the lane. Puts up a shot. Ooh, doesn't make it. Fight for the rebound. That's going to go out of bounds on off the hands of the rookies. Score is still 11-7. Four fouls, though, for the rookies. Not usually a heavy fouling team. Only one for Sioux Valley. All right, Wilford's got the ball on the right-hand side. This is the play they seem to run the most. Yep, there's that cross-course pass. This is a play that the Sioux Valley team seems to run a lot. They bring the ball to the top of the post. Loper gets open on the right-hand side, tosses it over to her. Defense shifts over to the right-hand side, and that leaves Jurassic open on the left-hand side. They try to do a cross-course pass to her and have her take either drive the baseline or take the open shot. Candace Mack has figured that out and got the steal. She almost got the steal. She figured it out 2 times ago. Almost was able to force the steal. And that time, she was able to force a turnover with the last remaining seconds of the game. So, really good game here so far. 11-7 to score. And definitely, like I was saying, this is probably the first real challenge that the rookies have encountered so far this tournament. Coach Paul Bogdano, really good at adjusting his team and meeting the needs of the game. But I got to talk to the coaches over on Sioux Valley, and they are both very good coaches as well. And they just have a really good team, 13 players, lots of fresh legs to work with. So it'll be hard for them to it'll be hard because the rookies just don't have as many substitutions to work on. That's the end of the break. We're going to come now into the second quarter. Throw-in will be for the rookies. All right, Kazakin throws it over into Rockland. Back to Kazakin on the left-hand side. Drives down the center. Gets a good pick from Calvert, but switches over to the other side. Oh, works your way around the center. Comes back. Wide open. Game pass. Oh, just a little bit too high. Rebounded by Dover from the Rams. He gets it to Jurassic. Jurassic drives down very fast. Finds Loper on the right-hand side. Down to the paint where Hartley's waiting for it. Oh, it goes to the ground there. She can't hold on to it. It's going to go out of bounds. I think they're going to call it white ball. Nope. Okay, black ball. Possession goes to the rookies. Rookie of the away black, and Sioux Valley is the home white. All right, Rossman brings it up. She's being tightly guarded by Loper. Brings it down, works her way past the defense, gets into the middle, inside the perimeter. She runs into some serious trouble, as no one gets to. Can't smack up right behind her. 3 seconds. Yep, she didn't move forward in 3 seconds, and that is going to be a forced turnover. All right, Jurassic brings the ball up. Let's see if they run that same play. Yep, over to Loper. She moves over. The defense shifts. Candace Mack is staying on her, though. Not going to let her get open. That does leave Dover open, though, to work her way around this. Candace Mack staying over with Jurassic. So it's a good play that they're working on, but the turnover just forced now by the rookies. All right, Sean Wheeler has it. She drives to the line. Puts up a shot off the back of the rim. Rebounded by number 21. Yeah, Sackett. Oh, and thrown away by Hartley. And out of bounds, trying to get the ball to Jurassic. Both teams really intense. Lots of energy, high energy. All right. Sackett throws it in to Candace. Sackett gets the ball. She drives the baseline. Puts up a little floater. Doesn't make it in. Gets her own rebound. Brings it back outside the perimeter. Oh, catches high pass to Calvert. Calvert muscles her way to the basket. Puts up a shot. Doesn't make it. Rebounded by Dover. All right, trying to catch the ball now. She's got Lopra on the right hand side. Give it to her. Wide open. Everyone rotates around now. Oh, and there's a cross-court pass to Jurassic. Candace was waiting for it. Oh, and it's picked down as Jurassic tries to drive into the paint. And Shia Wheeler's got the ball. She works hard to get it. Oh, and Candace. And that's a whistle. Okay, foul on 10 Loper. As she worked really hard to put pressure on Wheeler, but put a little bit too much. That's going to get her second foul. 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first half. Score is still 11-7. Roxanne's got the ball. She moves over to the right-hand side. She gets it to Wheeler, who moves over to the left-hand side. Top turner drives into the paint. Bounce pass into Zakin. Oh, just off the rim. Rebound by Hartley. Hartley having some trouble, but she finds Jurassic. And, okay, a wide open pass now to number 21. He puts up a shot, and that doesn't make it in. There's another shot on Wheeler. She's got wide open territory ahead of her, but she's going to pull back as two defenders were about to get in front of her. All right, Candace Mack now with the ball at half court. Calls a play for a setup. Gets back over to Kazakin. All right, Kazakin dishes over to the left-hand side of the perimeter where Candace is. Candace moves over. All right, tries to get a pick. They get around it. Turns the baseline, puts up a floater. Oh, in and out of the rim. Rebound by Hartley. All right. Oh, and Jurassic was moving down the sideline. A bit of a body check by Ken Mack. That's when we call it a foul. And Drover's coming in to replace Loper. Pass in now for the Rams at the half-court line. Inside pass to Hartley. Oh, too high off the backboard. Rebound, though, by 41. Oh, that's going to be a jump ball as there was two rookies right around her to put pressure on. But, yeah, Hartley was wide open for a nice pass. It was a really long pass, but she was had a good shot there. Okay. And she gets it back to him. Oh, it's deflected by Calvert. Hartley got it right underneath the basket. And she tried to put a shot, but Calvert just totally deflected it. Oh, and that's going to be possession for the rookies as 21 attack it. Go for the ball, try to save it, and slides out of bounds. Coach Barker's going to call a quick timeout. Oh, man, what a great deflection by Calvert. And, you know, Hartley, who's without a doubt the tallest player on the floor, has not been able to utilize her height very well. And they have to use the work of John Wheeler and Kaylee Calvert, the next few college people on the Giants rookies. The great effort being put out here by both teams. Hugh Valley is in the lead right now by four. We have 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half. 5 fouls for rookies, 2 for the Rams. Man, what a great game, though. Both teams are including tons of effort. We'll see what happens here as this timeout comes to an end. Coach Barker is going to substitute number 50, is going to come in for the rookies. That's for Rachel Jackson off. She'll sub in, I believe, for Shauna Wheeler. No, Kaylee Calvert's going to sit down. And number 6, Rachel Yashinoff, will come in for the rookies. And they come back out. Rocks run with the ball. She takes it past half court. Gets it over to the left-hand side where Kazakin sees an open lane. She dishes it out to Yashinoff. Back to the top of the perimeter where Rockland was. Oh, and Candace Mack tries to drive into the lane, and as she goes towards the basket, she loses control of the ball, and her and number 24, Maria Reynolds, end up with a jump ball. This time, possession goes to the rookie. All right, Candace calls into play, looking for someone to get open, and there's Kazakin. There's Rockland with the ball on the baseline. Puts up a big arcing shot. This makes sense. Rebounded by Hartley. Jurassic has the ball. She moves over very quickly. Oh, nice roll. Oh, and off the hands of Drover has number 21, Kazakin, did a nice little poke in, knocked the ball loose, and it's going to go out of bounds on her, but Drover dove for it and tried to save it. Good effort made by Drover, but caused the ball to go out of bounds. Last touch by Sioux Valley. All right, Candace Mack now has the ball. She drives down to the paint. Nice bounce pass to Shauna Wheeler. She takes 2 points from that. great, great look. Just totally got the attention, put the chance back, and then Sean Wheeler is right, wide open for that bounce pass. All right, now the ball goes to the right-hand side. We see Jurassic switch over to, big trouble though for Drover. Yep, there it is, 3 seconds of the violation right there. As two defenders got all around Serena Drover, and she could not move past. And they seem to run the same play, Sioux Valley, quite a bit. But it opens up the opportunity for the offense to spread out really well and try to get Jurassic open as the intentional idea. But it seems that the rookies have really adjusted to it. Jackson drives in, finds Chance back on the baseline. Oh, doesn't make it in. Big save by Wheeler. Back into Yakimov, who hands over to Wheeler. Puts up one more shot, makes it in. That's it. Yakimov saves it. Candy smacks out. Look at the shot. Off the rim. Oh, Harley gets the rebound this time. Jump ball. Okay. Harley got her hands on it, and that's going to be a jump ball. As two of the rookies also got their hands on it, and we're trying to fight for it. Throw in now for Jurassic. Two Jurassic for the Rams. All right, Jurassic brings it down past the half court. She gets it over to Looper. Looper on the right-hand side. Wants that half-court pass. It's over on top of the key, though. She gets it there. She puts back the defense. Sound catches into Hartley. She puts a nice shot off the glass. 2 points for Hartley. The score now, 9-13. 3 minutes to go in the first half. All right. Jazakin takes it. Drives down the paint. A pass kick caught up there by Drover. Drover coast to coast. She takes it over to the left side of her, but she runs into two defenders. Oh, and that'll be a jump ball in favor of, she was surrounded by two of the rookies again. Similar situation that happened last time. This time, though, they force a jump ball. So possession goes to the rookies for the jump ball. Candace Mack takes it back, looking for a pick. Loper was able to work her way around it. All right, Candace now moving to the right-hand side. Now on the baseline. Oh, and she gets knocked over, and the ball goes into the hands of Drover. Loper now. Took up a shot on the baseline, and it goes. Her shot is not going. It's tipped off the hands of Rashmanoff. And, that'll be a throw-in for the Rams underneath their own basket. Rachel Yashinoff will sit down, and Calvert will come back in. All right, Harley with a big, really trying to use her height there. She got the ball, trying to put it up, but it's deflected once again by Wheeler and Calvert. Really doing a great job fighting against Harley, who has got to be at least 3 inches taller than them, but really stuffing her shots well. Ooh, and Kazakin tried to drive into the lane, lose it, but Wheeler picks it up. And back in the hands of Candace Mack. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. All right, can't put it down to Calvert on the baseline. Oh, Calvert loses it. Picked it by Rossland, though. Oh, out of bounds. Yep. She was trying to dribble away from Drover and gets forced out of bounds. Substitution now for the Rams. 21 comes in. Sierra Sackett and Drover, Serena Drover sits down. All right. Jurassic brings it up now. She passes it over to Loper. See the rotation where 21 comes up to the top of the perimeter. Pass down 21. And then Jurassic top of both. Bomb into the paint now. It goes and it gets deflected and picked up by Candace Mack. Candace drives hard to the hoop. Oh, I don't know if it's going to be a blocking. Yep, that's a blocking call. All right. Candace is driving really hard. Jurassic tried to get posted up in time. Wasn't able to plant her feet firm enough, though. And Candace draws a great foul. Under 90 seconds to go now. And she'll go to the line for two. All right. Takes your dribble. Puts up her shot. Oh, yeah. Uses the glass. Still down. All right. She lines up for her second shot. Oh, that'll not make it in. Rebound by Harley, but she's going to lose possession of it, or control, I should say, and it'll go out of bounds on her. All right. Candace Mack calls a play. Underneath their own basket. Ooh, bounce pass into Wheeler. That goes off the hands of Hartley again, though. All right, still underneath their own basket. Mack calls the play. Looking for someone to get it open. She She finds Wheeler. Oh, that's Calvert. Calvert with the ball, which is a great jump shot. 2 points now, 13-12 is the score. Sioux Valley still lead. Oh, and Sean Wheeler's able to get in there and force a turnover as they're trying to pass it down to the post to Harley. But Wheeler just gets her arms in there, steals the ball. Great play. All right, can't snack with the ball. Drives in the lane. Dishes out back to the perimeter where Jackson has it. Oh, and back over to Roxley. So it's a great jump shot. And just had a little bit too much spin on it and spins all the way around the rim a couple times and back out. Oh, but went out of bounds off of the hands of one of the Rams, so it'll be a top 10. Oh, and jump ball as the pass went to Jackson. And Jackson fought for it, but there was, I believe, number 24 was fighting for it as well, and that's when we call a jump ball possession going to the Rams. Under a minute to go here in the first half. The score is 13-12. No more fouls have been put against the rookies. They're staying static at 5. 3 fouls now, though, for Sioux Valley Rams. Okay, at the end of that 20-second timeout, you throw in, and Jurassic has it for the Rams. Here comes the play. Takes the pass over the left-hand side, but still gets a looper. They do the same rotation. Cross the court pass higher this time. She's able to get it. All right. And, And I think they forced another turnover. Was that a jump ball again? 39 seconds left to go. Yachinoff came on the court for a few minutes, so Wheeler could tape up her fingers. Yes, she got popped a little bit, but now Wheeler's in. All right, Wheeler and Calvert are talking at the bottom of the post, trying to set the play. 30 seconds to go here. Great screen by number 20. All right, now into the bottom of the post where Sean Wheeler gets the ball. All right, and Sean Wheeler put her shot, came off the rim. And she got her own rebound, but possession was already in the hands of one of the Rams. So that will be a foul for Wheeler, her first. All right, Jurassic has the ball. She passes it to Loper. Loper now drives it in, puts up a shot over the rim, and out of bounds off the hands off one of the Rams. 12 seconds remaining. Enough time for one more play here. All right, Rockland has the ball. She moves over to the right hand side. Back to Chance Mack. 7 seconds left. Up to Sean Wheeler. Quick of a shot. Doesn't make any. Out of bounds. Played by Calvert. Oh. Out of bounds. 2 seconds left to go. Just enough time for the Rams to throw it in. Oh. Picked up though by Sean Wheeler. Jump ball. They're going to call that jump ball off and just say end of the second quarter. 13-12 in a very, very, very tight match here between the Sioux Valley Rams and the rookies of King Cove. Such great effort from both these teams. Both of them being very equally matched. And I heard the rookies talking a lot about number 32, Harvey, the tall one, and how they're going to have to shut down that game below the basket. And we're just seeing Wheeler and Calvert do such a great job deflecting their shots, fighting for the boards and getting them. And then offensively, still doing a wonderful job running their plays. And we're seeing a lot of the same play from Sioux Valley, where they bring it over to the right-hand side, and then the point guard shifts over to the left, and on top of the key goes a person who was on the right-hand side, and it makes the offense, the defense shift over to guard on the zone. And leaves a lot of different options to either drive the baseline for the person on the right-hand side, do a cross-court pass to the open point guard on the other side, or bring it back to the top of the key. So it's not a bad play. They run it every time, though. And I think that Coach Barker, who is a very analytical coach, is going to come up with something probably to take on that offense. All right, we got 10 minutes, though, in the halftime break. Virgil, send it back on. Just give your call in a few minutes.
All right, we'll speak with you soon, Austin, and we'll get the second half of the game. Bye-bye.
All right, so here we go. Back on the way now. Seconds into the second half. Score 13-12 here with the Valley Rams in the lead just by one. Oh, we got a three-point shot by Jurassic for the Rams. The heavy hitter for Sioux Valley, and that one goes down. So the score now 16-12. But, you know, they were ahead of the Sioux Valley Rams by a bit more, and King Cove has clawed their way back, and it's through this game, done a great job. And there's Candace driving down the paint, put up a layup. Oh, doesn't make it. And the ball that is rebounded was thrown to a player who was already breaking away, and so it goes out of bounds. That'll be a throw-in for the rookies. All right. Boston has the ball. Over to Candace Mack. Puts up a shot from the baseline. Oh, that one does not go in. All right. Jurassic has the ball now. She drives down the sideline. Ooh, finds an open looper. He puts it over number 32, Harley, driving down through the paint for a nice two points. Hartley's the tallest player on the floor without any doubt. Starting to use her height. I found that this is her first year playing basketball. It's typically been playing volleyball. So just trying to get basketball a chance now. All right, Candace Mack now looking for an opportunity to move around. She gets the ball to Rockland. Oh, no, that's Kazakin. Now the Wheeler on the right. Burner back to the top. Where Kazakin has it. All right, Wheeler drives down the baseline. Hands off to Candace Mack. Candace pulls it back a little bit, though, now. Back to the half-court line. All right. Looking for a play to be set up. They're trying to run a play, you can tell, but they haven't been doing yet. All right. Candace sets it up. All right. Back to Roxland. Now back to Candace at the top of the key. All right. Sean Wheeler. Now back to Candace. Wheeler has it. She moves up. Takes a shot. Oh, off the glass. Doesn't make it in. Into the hands of her 24. Oh, but Wheeler forced it. General shot put up by Roxland. Did not get it. Rebound by number 32, Hartley for the Rams. All right, Jurassic moves fast. Over to Loper on the baseline. Loper runs into a couple defenders, though. Oh, inside now. Where he gets intercepted by Candace Mack. Candace, she's moving quickly down to the baseline. Driving a quick of a shot. Picked up by Calvary. Calvary gets it into the basket for 2 points. Great play. 18-14 now. 5:30 to go in the third quarter. All right, Jurassic has it. Talk to Clemens. Puts him on the hand side where Drover takes a shot from long distance. Gets her a rebound, puts up another shot. Rebound this time again by Drover, and she puts a back shot. She draws a foul. She'll get a chance for two at the free throw line. That one going again. Oh, Candace, who picks up her third foul now. Only 2 fouls until the game's over for her. Drover puts up her first shot. Doesn't make it in. Still 18-14. All right. Her second attempt now. That one, ooh, doesn't make it in either. Rebounded by Calver. All right, Calver over to Roxland. Roxland dishes it down to Kazakin. Drives the paint. Puts up to Calver. Calver has defenders all over her. She puts up a hook shot. Ooh, doesn't make it in. Rebounded by Drover. She's got several defenders all over her. She's able to get out to number 24 in time. Gets it over to Jurassic. Big pass from Jurassic over to Loper. Loper using lots of elbow there. And was heavily defended. And a timeout being called by the Rams, as that was some really tight defense. They weren't able to move forward. And they're running some serious problems. So they called a quick timeout just to kind of get things back together. So the Rams come out storming at the beginning of the second half. Luckily, we're able to see the rookies make some good adjustments, though, so far. And hopefully they'll be able to continue to do so and score some offensive points to get the game back tied. And then hopefully move into the lead. But, yeah, it's been a really tough game for... It's been a very interesting tournament in general in terms of how the games have been called. That's been making things very interesting for everybody. But appreciate the refs being out here and doing the games for us. Now we throw in underneath the rookie's own basket. No, sorry, this is no longer the rookie's basket. This will be a throw in underneath the Rams basket. All right, Rams calling the play. Jurassic gets the number to Drover. Drover puts up a shot. Doesn't make it. Picked up by Hartley. Hartley doesn't make her shot. This time it's picked up by Candace Mack. Candace drives down into the paint. Pulls back. Oh, runs into some defense. Shauna Wheeler picks up the ball, and she's able to muscle her way through her defenders. Candace now drives into the paint. Puts up a shot. Glass. That's good for 2 points. 18-16 now. Four minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. All right, look right hand on the right hand side. See defenders all around her though. She shakes him, goes to the baseline, puts up a shot, doesn't make it. Rebound by Harley. Harley puts up a shot, definitely going either. And Calver gets the rebound. Quickly gets the ball over to Rossman, who then gets it over to Candace. All right. Candace has the ball. She calls over the play where she wants to play it. She's moving everyone around, getting it set up. All right. Over now to Rossman. Rossman gets to the Wheeler. Wheeler driving down. Back to Rossman. Oh, Rossman loses the ball. And that gets pushed out of bounds by the Rams. All right, Candace going to throw it in. Calls it to play. All right, Wheeler. Now Candace. She's wide open. Drives up the baseline. Puts up a shot. Doesn't make it. Rebound Calver. Calver puts up a shot. Oh, that didn't go in either. Rebound by Rossman. That one's not going in. This time it's rebounded by Howley, who has a wide open Loper. That's a nice, easy layup for Loper. She got a good breakaway stop. All right. Candace Mack with the ball. She moves over the top. Less movement this quarter so far from the less offensive movement. Okay, Calvert with the ball at the free throw line. Puts it in a shot. Doesn't make it. Gets it on rebound, though. Back to the outside. Back to Candace Mack. Top of the three-point line. On the top of the key. Now towards the baseline. Wheeler with a shot. Does not go in. Rebound by Hartley. Oh, and the pass from Hartley goes off the hands of number 24, Maria Reynolds. And out of bounds. So that was the throw-in for the rookies. We got substitution. Number 21 is going to come in. That's Sierra Sackett from Maria Reynolds on the Rams. And, what? Mariah. I'm being corrected. It's Mariah. Okay. So a shot goes up for the rookie. Does not go in. Rebound by number 21. Over now to Jurassic. He's going to drive right into the lane. And still have a chance for two at the free throw line as she'll get a blocking call from from Chanel Rockland, and that's going to be her third as well. 2 minutes and 45 seconds up to go. The score is 20-16. All right, Jurassic makes her first. She lines up for her attempt. That one goes off the rim into the hands of Candace Mack. Candace moving very quickly. Nice bounce pass into Sean Wheeler. Sean puts one off the glass. 2 points for the rookie. 21-18 with 2:30 to go. Third quarter. All right, Jurassic with the ball. She moves it up to the top of the three-point line. Over to the right-hand side. Bounce pass into Hartley, but Hartley was looking for it. Breakaway pass now to... Breakaway pass to Zach, and from behind, Jurassic came in and was able to push the ball out from her hand and out of bounds. So that'll be a throw-in for the rookie underneath their own basket. All right. Ooh, Wheeler with the ball. She got the pass in, took up a shot, and dropped out. So she'll have two attempts from the free throw line. All right. Wheeler gets to free throw line. Ball is handed to her, and she grabs her breath really quick. Finds up her shot. And it's good. 19 now for the rookies, 21 for the Rams. All right, Shawn gets the ball. Dribbles it. Puts up a shot. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebounded, though, by Calvert, who tries to put up a shot. Oh, yeah, and she puts that shot up. She draws a foul, so she'll go to the line for two. Excellent. Chance to tie it up right here for the rookies. All right. Calvert gets it. Puts in her shot. Oh, just off the back. This time, Wheeler puts up her shot. Oh, Calvert puts up a shot. That one's good. The rookies bring it within one, 21-20, with 2:16 to go in the third quarter. All right, Jurassic takes it over to Loper. Loper now tries to put it back inside to the paint where Charlie is, but there it is by the rookies again. Oh! Keynes gets hit with an elbow as she goes for the layup, and not intentionally from Loper, but yeah, draws a good foul. So to the line she goes. That's going to be the third for Loper. Definitely a key player for the Rams. Oh, Keynes makes the first one. The game is now tied, 21-21. 2 minutes to go. All right, Candace lines up her next shot. Oh, off the glass, now the rim. Rebound by Drover. Drover's got defenders all around. She gets to Jurassic. Jurassic moves really quickly, but she's picked up by Candace. Candace causing her to switch over to the other side. All right, now 21. 21 gets it into Hartley on the post. Hartley now to Drover. And a whistle. Okay, whistle by the refs. Foul being called against Sean Wheeler as they were fighting for the ball. All right, thrown in. Almost intercepted by Wheeler. One more throw in now for the Rams. And Jurassic finds Loper on the perimeter. Now Jurassic with it. Finally got it. Oh. Candace puts a little bit of body weight in front of Jurassic to try to stop her from moving forward, and I guess pushes this a little bit too hard, so that's going to be a foul on Candace. Oh, the fourth Candace Mac. That is going to be big. All right. Okay, throwing now goes to Drover. And Drover gets stopped by Sean Wheeler. Her hand just got on top of that ball and stayed on it the entire way to the ground. Man, that's called a jump ball. Great effort by Sean Wheeler and good effort by Drover to try to get the shot up there. But this one goes with the rookie. Kane gets pulled off and Yastrinov comes in. All right, Lawson moves all the way around the perimeter, trying to find Wheeler. Wheeler on the baseline, puts up a shot off the back of the board. Oh, Yastrinov gets the rebound. Tries to put up a shot herself, does not make it in. Traffic has the ball. She's got a fast breakaway, drive into the lane. Oh, man, works the way around the defense for a beautiful layup. All right, 23-21 now. 1 minute, 15 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Okay, Kazakin tries to work her way around the defense. Can't do it. Puts up a shot. Oh, and that doesn't... her shot does not go in. Gets rebounded by Jurassic. And that'll be another foul. First one against Yastrinov. All right. So throw in for the Rams. Jurassic takes the ball. One less than a minute to go now in the third quarter. Over to the left-hand side. Oh, Sean Wheeler is able to get her hands in there, though, and... oh, man. Okay, so as Wheeler was able to poke her hands in there and stop Hartley from getting the ball on the post, but 32 accidentally hit, I think, Kaylee Calvert on the head. And that was a complete accident. 32 is just so tall, you know, and it's easy to bump people like that, I guess, when you're tall. All right, so the rookies have it. Gets it over to Zach, and she got tightly defended. Oh, so I get the action. I'll pick it stolen, though, by number 12, Jurassic. She pulls up her jumper. 34 seconds left to go. Doesn't make it. 32 gets the rebound twice. Puts up two shots. None of them go in. Oh, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off of the rookies. 27 seconds left to go here. And there'll be a throw-in. All right, Jurassic has it. Cross-court pass to Loper. Loper loses control, regains it. Yes, and her show was on the line, so out of bounds. 24 seconds left to go here. And the rookies will have one attempt to get the ball in. All right. Zach and Green. Oh, no, this is Rossman. He's on the baseline. He's in big trouble. Yeah, she was in big trouble on the baseline. Sandwiched between the baseline and the sideline. And then on the other side were two of the Rams. No way to get the ball out of there. That was going nowhere good. So Coach Barker wisely calls a timeout. And so 11 seconds to go now in the third quarter. 23-21 is the score. Three Valley is in the lead. And, we'll see what happens here as the rookies will have possession of the ball for one more attempt to try to make something happen here before the end of the third period. All right. Kazakin has the ball. He will throw the ball in underneath their own basket. All right, to Wheeler. Wheeler now to Rosslyn. She takes it up to the half goal line. Kazakin has the ball. She's got 5 seconds to do something. Over now to Wheeler, who puts up a shot. Oh, that was Calvert who put up a shot. And she's, man, got defenders all around her. No foul calls. So nothing real will come out of the last few seconds of the third period. The score is 23-21. This game is so tight. Oh, man. Who knows how this one's going to end? Both teams want that. The main issue that we aren't going to see, though, as we get into the fourth quarter, which we hate to see happen, is going to be foul trouble. Candace Mack has four against her already. Candace Mack has been the main guard against number 12, Jurassic. And, especially as enough comes in to take Candace's place, it's hard for her to make the assessment that Candace has of Jurassic, who's been guarding her for most of the game. So Jurassic has been taking advantage of having a new guard and is working her way around as much as she can. We'll see, though, Yetchinoff, a very capable player, if she can learn how to take on Jurassic and neutralize her offense. All right. Loper now on the right-hand side. Throwing was for the Rams. 21 has it now. Over to Jurassic. Puts up a jump shot. Does not go in. Rebounded by Yetchinoff. Quickly hands it over to Kazakin. All right, Kazakin gets a great kick by Rossum. Drives into the paint. Oh, gets the ball. Takes away from her, though. Oh, and Roper got wide open layup coming. She puts it up, and again, 2 points for Roper. 25-21. All right, Kazakin has the ball. She works her way around to the right-hand side. Pulls back to the top center. All right, Ross on this ball. Oh, and she drops it. They get picked up by Jurassic. Jurassic goes for a layup, does not go in. Rebounded by number 10, Loper. Out now to number 21. All right, back in the hands of Jurassic. Oh! And Calvert jumps up to try to deflect the ball and just, man, totally smacked both of Jurassic's hands and knocked her down. Oh, boy. And that's only... Okay, that's good. That's only the second for Calvert. All right, Jurassic puts up one. Doesn't make it. All right, Jurassic will go for a second one. The score, 25-21. With just under 7 minutes to go in the game. Ooh, rebound attempted by Calvert. And goes out of bounds. Okay, they're going to call it in favor of the rookie. Kazakin has it. Moves it up past half court. It's a good take by Rocklin. All right. Shot put up there by Kazakin. That one goes down. 25-23. And here comes the Rams very quickly. The Rams are generally a pretty tall team, and it's been really hard because it doesn't make it easy for the shorter rookie to drive in. And so their game beneath the basket has not been very good. Not as bad, it just hasn't been able to happen. Oh, and Mariah Reynolds puts up a shot and gets her hands knocked. So that will be a chance at the line for her. All right, so Mariah at the line now. She puts up shot.
Okay.
Oh, I think it. 26-23, under 6 minutes and 20 seconds left to go. She lines up for her second. Oh, I think it. 27 now, it's a 2-point game. All right, 21 has it. Kazakin for the rookie. Drives down. Tightly got it. Gets it back to Rocklin. Oh, Rocklin almost loses the ball, and it does end up on the floor. Rachel Yetchinoff trying to save it. 21's going to pick it up. and she gets to the baseline. Oh, but her pass gets intercepted by Rosslyn, who's got 32 all over her. So she pulls up for a jump shot, takes it, 2 points, 27-25, 5 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in this game. This is for the championship game. All right. Loper on the right-hand side of the perimeter. She breaks past, pulls up, gives a traffic, takes a shot. Oh, you can't leave her open that way. She gets 2 points for the Rams. All right. The rookie's with the ball. And all the time in the world for her to set up her shot back there. She'll probably make it 9 times out of 10 if you let her do that. All right. Calvin's got the ball on the post. Oh, gets knocked out of her hands. Picked up by Rosslyn. Oh, and her pass gets it back and gets intercepted by Reynolds. Oh, and he can't get rid of it. He's able to, though. So there's a Drastic. Oh, and Drastic gets tipped by Wheeler. All right, and that'll be, Wheeler's fourth foul now. We can't have the rookies fouling out. It's going to be a foul. Opportunity to the line for 1-1 now since the rookies have 8 fouls. Oh, she missed it. Rebound over by Reynolds. She loses the ball. It's on the floor. Thurman, Yashmanoff will find for it. Okay, and that's actually Candace Mack on the ground. Full extension by Candace Mack trying to get that ball. Jump ball in favor of the rookies. So good hustle by Candace. Ooh, and Candace is limping a little bit as she goes down to the other side. Great effort put on her, but that must have hurt a little bit. All right, Candace tries to drive up. Puts up a shot off the glass. Couldn't make it in. Knocked up and off of the foot of Mariah Reynolds. And that'll be a throw in underneath the rookie zone basket for the rookies. All right, Candace has it. She passes it up to Jack and he puts up a shot. Doesn't make it. Rebound by Reynolds. Okay, transition game now is what's needed for the rookie. All right, Jurassic has it. She gets it over to number 21. He bounce passes it in. It gets lost, but Reynolds picks it up. She gets over to Dover. Okay, now Jurassic. Back to 21. Puts up a shot. Way long. Picked up by Rosslyn. Rosslyn's got a lot of running room. She gets over to Kazakin. Kazakin out of Candace. Drives the paint. Bounce pass to Brad Yashinov. Good for 2 points. Great shot by Rachel Yashinov. 29-27. 4 minutes to go. This game, so close. No awful time, though, on the clock. All right, 21 has it on the right-hand side. Passes up to the top of the key where Drover is. Drover with the ball. Passes over back to number 21. That's Kira Sackett. All right, Sackett looking for someone to get open. She sees Drastic. He puts up a shot from the post. And Drastic's shot from the post does not go in. And that's going to be a foul on Mariah Reynolds to knock down Candace Mack. Her first foul. All right, Candace throws in the ball to Zakin. Zakin walks the pass half court. Oh, her pass from to Candace Mack is picked up, though, by Sackett. Sackett's quick of a layup, and it comes 31-27 now, with 3 minutes and 45 seconds left to go. All right, Zakin with the ball. She's a great pick by Rosslyn. Oh, the pass almost gets lost. 3-point shot by Candace Mack. Does not make it in. Rebounded by Calvert. Calvert able to get Gatchinoff. Gatchinoff off the block. Too good! All right, 31-29. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the game. Jurassic has the ball. She moves over to the right-hand side. Gets it over to Sackett. Sackett now. Pump faking all around. Up to Jover on the top of the key. All right, Jover now to the left. All right, now all the way over to the last of the perimeter. Oh, and it gets knocked out of the hands of Reynolds by Candace. Back into the hands of the Rams now. Over to Drover on the right-hand side. She drives in, puts the shot off the glass. Doesn't make it in. Rebound by Reynolds. She puts up a shot. Does not make it in. Holly with a rebound. And Holly's going to get a foul. Oh, not sure who that one's on. And it's going to be on Calver, her third. Sean Wheeler comes up to sub in. and 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in this game. And Hartley, I believe Emily Hartley, will go to the line for an attempt at 2 free throws. 31-29 is the score.
She attempts the first one. 32-29.
Yashnov comes off. And Wheeler comes back in. And then Reynolds sits down, and Loper comes back in. Hartley lines up for a second attempt. That one is not go in. Rebound by Wheeler. All right, Kane snaps the ball now. He's looking for a pick. Gets it set up. Loper is able to move around, though. All right. Candace moves over to the left-hand side of the perimeter, all the way over now. We're going to try to drive the baseline, pitches it out to Wheeler. This is a beautiful hook shot, and that brings within 1 point. The score is 32-31. All right, 2 minutes and 23 seconds left to go in the game. This is so close. All right, Wheeler with the ball on the right-hand side. She's met by Rockson. Oh, and a cross-court pass goes to Drastic. She drives in, puts the shot up, did not make it. Rebound by Calvert. Calvert gets it standing. 2 minutes to go now. 1 point separating these two teams. Candace, oh, falls to the ground. She gets so to Wheeler. And Wheeler puts up for two. Turn off the basket. Oh. Oh, man. Chance for 3 points here for Shauna Wheeler. The score is 32-33. Just under 2 minutes to go. Substitution as number 21 comes out. That's going to be Sarah Sackett for the Rams. And Mariah Reynolds comes back in. All right. Wheeler lines up for shot. Oh, it's good. 34-32 now with under 2 minutes to go. The Rams have the ball. Oh, the crowd's getting excited. Drastic. Timeout's being called over by the Sioux Valley side. Oh, man, the tension is thick in the building. The stands are all filled. And here comes the band. They're going to do a little bit of music here to get the crowd even more pumped up. This game is for all the marbles here today. I mean, both these teams have fought so hard. Both of them deserve it in the way that they've been effort. The King Cove has this really been there, fought super hard. Knowing 2 minutes ago, they've got two key players with four fouls. Hopefully none of them foul out and making them hold on to this lead. Lots of movement coming over from the Big Valley side. These coaches really want to win back. I know players want to win. So we'll see what happens. Don't forget, coming up next, more championship game action here on OCC as Team Cove, Team Cap, will take on the Wasilla Lake Christian School. That's also fun. And that will be a championship game. Looking forward to that one. The Rams from Wasilla Lake put a big upset onto the Eagles yesterday, and we're hoping to exact some revenge through the T-Gas. All right, so the ball with the Rams underneath the basket. Shot goes up. It's jumbled for the rebound. Reynolds ends up with it, and Wheeler tries to get her hands on it, and she actually knocks it out bound. All right. Tossing now underneath her own basket. Play goes up. All right, Jurassic. Tossed underneath the basket. It goes into the hands of Hartley. Hartley pushes it out to the perimeter and looks over it. All right, Jurassic for three. Oh, doesn't make it. Rebounded by Wheeler. Wheeler runs it down. Both of those plans are burning at the clock. 90 seconds left to go. She gets to Candace. Candace gets it over to Kazakin. Kazakin to Calvert. Oh! And as Candace gets the pass, Loper just checks her down to the ground. And so that will be 7 fouls now for the Rams. So a 1-1 attempt at the line for Candace Mack. That's the fourth foul for Loper. So one more for her, and she'll have to come out of the game as well. Candace puts up the shot. It's good. All right, 35-32 now. 1 minute and 18 seconds to go in the championship game. this will make it a two-possession game. If Kansas makes this one. Oh, it doesn't make it in. Rebound by Hartley, but Wheeler's there fighting for it. Oh, shot. The pass goes over Jurassic hands, but into the hands of Mariah Reynolds. All right, Jurassic puts it over to Grover. Grover pushes past the defense, but pulls back. All right, into the hands of Loper. Now Jurassic. Oh, back over to Grover for three. Doesn't make it. Rebounded by Candace Mack. Less than a minute to go. Candace has the ball. She gets past the defense. Wide open Wheeler. Push up a shot. Gets the foul. Yes. Underneath the basket. Sean Wheeler took a shot and is able to get fouled by Sioux Valley. Only three points are separating the team right now. 53 seconds left to go. Wheeler has a chance to make this a two-possession game for the rookies. All right, she lines up her shot. Oh, it's good. 4 points now. They will need to go to the basket at least twice for the Rams to either tie or go into the lead. All right. Now, we have a big one right here because they will need a three-point and a two-point if she makes this one. And she starts. Wheeler does it. So, guaranteed now at least two possessions. To get in the tie, maybe even three. Timeout being called by Sioux Valley. 50, 45 seconds left to go in this game. The score is 37-32. Oh, it is exciting. So, Coach Paul Barger has to be happy with the way his team has stayed in there. They've stayed out of the foul trouble. And it's exciting to see what's going to happen here as these teams go so far to get the championship title. The home team of Sioux Valley, obviously, the crowd very much in favor of them. But, a lot of cheering coming from the standpoint side and also from the feedback. Okay, so there it goes. The players are coming back to the floor. This will be it. King Cove beats him out. Here comes the Rams. Throw in. Mariah Reynolds will throw in for the Rams. Okay. She calls the play. Looking for someone gets open. Oh, to Jurassic. Get your hand. She puts it all the way over to Zerber, who drives in. Puts up a shot. Goes off the backboard. Isn't able to make it in. It's in the hands of Sean Wheeler now. She gets the Candace Mack. Oh! And a bit of a heavy-handed foul from Mariah Reynolds against Candace Mack. Definitely one of the players we would like to see at the free throw line right now. 33 seconds left to go. The only hope the Rams really have is to foul and try to get possession back of the ball. All right, Candace at the line. Lines up her shot. Puts it up. Off the glass, and it's good. All right, 6 points now separating the teams. She can make it seven. A huge point differential for 33 seconds. Oh, it doesn't make it in. Rebound by Hartley. She gets over to Jurassic. Jurassic now with the ball. She's looking for something to happen. 27 seconds left to go. She puts a shot. It doesn't even make it to the rim. Candace with the ball. And she gets fouled by Jurassic. 22 seconds left to go. 6 points separating the two teams. The score is 38-32. Third foul on Jurassic. Candace at the line. All right, she lines up. Puts it up. Oh, off the backboard. Does not make it in. And just one heck of a game being played by the rookies here. It's such an exciting match. Behind for a lot of the first half, able to claw their way back into the game and take the lead now. Oh, and there it is. All right, 7 points. That is a huge difference for only 20 seconds. They do not have a lot of time. Graphic lines up. He tries to get over to Grover on the left-hand side. Grover down to the paint. Where Hartley puts up 2 points. All right, 39-34, a timeout called. Timeout called by the Sioux Valley side. 10 seconds left to go. There is 5 points separating the two teams. Very, very close. But, you know, barring anything disastrous, I'd say it will be past this point. But, you know, you cannot do too soon. All right. So the two teams are talking. Coach for Two Valleys looking at the scoreboard. All right, 10 seconds. 10.7 seconds left to go. And what a great job by the rookies in this tournament. They came in, dominated all the teams before this, and had a real tight head-to-head match here against the players from Sioux Valley, the Rams. But hopefully we'll come out on top here. Okay, here comes the two teams. I believe it's going to be a throw in for the rookies. Yep, okay, we got a full court press coming in here. And Candace Mack will throw the ball into Sean Wheeler. Sean gets fouled. Another great set. All right, we got the Wasilla Lake Christian team lining up here for their next game. That'll be a exciting matchup between the T-Jacks. The T-Jacks also have been just lots of heavy-handed victories in the tournament so far. The Wasilla Lake Rams had two very, 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 very tight games between the Eagles and between the Rams of Stute Valley. And Wheeler misses her first one. All right, Wheeler will take a second one. So we'll see what happens here as the Rams come up against T-Jack. T-Jack is a strong team, but we've got a lot of tall players over here for the Rams, for the Christian Lake Rams, so it'll be a fun matchup to see. That one's also missed by Wheeler. Timeout quickly called by Sioux Valley. They had to stop the clock there with 8 seconds left to go. It's not impossible for them to come back. You know, 5 points separate the two teams. That is a guaranteed 2 positions, maybe even 3, depending on what kind of shots they take. You know, they need a 3-point and a 2-point shot in order to tie the game in 2. But we'll see what happens here with only 8.8 seconds left to go. All right. So the two teams talking on the sidelines. Coach really wants it back from Sioux Valley. He is just taking every timeout he has. And there's a break up from... All right, the rookies come out. Called very closely by the Rams. Oh, and the rookies, yep, coming out to do a full court press. All right, draft to catch it. He cuts back. Oh, intercepted by Calver. 3 seconds left to go. Oh! And Drastic just falls all over Calver. I mean, it's 2 seconds left in the game. You know, I'm not really sure why she would take such a... That's 5 for Drastic. Number one. Drastic's out. Great player. All the rookies go over to her to congratulate her on a great game. Obviously, one of the best players in this tournament, bar none, and she goes to sit down, you know, leaving it all out here on the court. You know, she wanted the victory bad. Wasn't able to pull it off, though. Yeah. All right. So the first one's missed by Calver. 2.8 seconds left to go. But safe to say the rookies are walking away with the championship game here. So congratulations to King Cove. You guys have done great. Oh, she makes that one. 6 points now between the two teams. Reynolds will throw it in. She gets it over to Roper. And there's the buzzer. Victory. First place championship goes to the King Cove rookies. Great job. What a great game. It was very close to a lot that they were able to really come out big there, though. So Coach Paul Buck has got to be very pleased with the way his team plays. And coming up next, we got, again, Wasilla Lake Christian playing against T-Jacks from King Cove, which will be one, another awesome, awesome game. So do not go anywhere. Again, congratulations to the Rookies. What a great showing in this tournament. All right, Bert, so we'll be back in about 20 minutes.
All right, I'll be awaiting your call, and I'll let us go back to the music. Excellent job. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.